The 8th Commonwealth Legislative Drafting Course has opened in Accra. The course, which is being attended by 22 Commonwealth African countries, is aimed at addressing the scarcity of legislative drafters and to provide initial formal training for people in the profession. It is also to develop competence, improve performance and efficiency in legislative drafting, and fill existing gaps in the drafting offices. Here's a report by Irabna Paha and Linda Bemaville.
The 3 weeks course, which is a joint effort of the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General and the Commonwealth Secretariat, was conceived in 2005 at the request of the Commonwealth Law Ministers. Executive Director of Commonwealth Secretariat, Mrs. Job Oluwatoyin, gave an overview of the course.
Ministers actually put a lot of emphasis to say we should design a program to support legislative drafting in Commonwealth in terms of a short-term program that should be building capacity of our legislative drafters. We took this mandate seriously. We started looking around for what we are going to do, and eventually we decided that we should develop a curriculum which was shared with all a lot of our member states, and eventually it was agreed that we should do it regionally with flavors for each of the regions. We want this program to be institutionalized because our approach is that we have a lot of support we have to give. This is the 8th program. We've done 7 of that in the past. 205 participants have benefited from this program in the last 7 years.
Minister of Justice and Attorney General Marietta Brew Apiaopong spoke on the importance of the work of the legislative drafter.
The training of legislative drafters is fundamental to the success of legislative drafting offices. A badly drafted law may lead to the violation of liberties and untoward circumstances not intended by the drafter. All jurisdictions have peculiar problems, and the modern trend has been to attempt to solve these social, cultural, economic and political problems through legislation and not through conflict or use of force. Society depends on legislation, which is the interlink for communication between the elected and the elector.
The participants will be taking through legislative drafting to influence on their country's legislative laws.
That was a report by Rabina Paha and Linda Bemaville.